53. Nathan. Nathan and the Centurions moved through the streets, having swapped their leapfrog for a diamond formation, with Lucius facing the rear. It was a slower, safer approach, one that left them covered no matter where the enemy appeared. Alpha, I'm pulling out, Isaac said over the general comms. Heading east to the other side of the mountains. Sheriff Duke responded so Nathan didn't bother. A quick check of his HUD showed Nathan the dropship was leaving the theater, heading off to hide from the coming storm. Rico had come to Earth to warn them that Aurelia assault was imminent, but Isaac had said ships, plural. This wasn't the warship they were all expecting, the warship that would be days ahead of schedule if it arrived now. This was something else. A preemptive strike? Or had Crake or Hansen gotten word to Vite that they were in trouble, and this was the result? Either way, they had 20 minutes to make something happen, and then they were going to be in deep shit. General, look, Jesse said, motioning with her hand. Nathan looked up, spotting the small shapes of Caleb and Max as they dove through the sky, headed for the center of the city, still a couple of clicks ahead. The original plan had called for them to jump in once the fighting had already started, landing in the greatest area of need and taking the enemy by surprise. The arrival of the ships had scrapped that idea, forcing them to jump early and leaving them as a tertiary part of the regular attack force. Oh no, Jesse said as one of the shapes lost the smoothness of its dive and began rotating in the sky, tumbling and falling awkwardly. Caleb. At first, Nathan thought the Marine was unconscious, but the ATCS registered him as green, awake and alert. He kept watching as Max changed its vector and streaked across the sky, grabbing Caleb and holding fast. Then they vanished behind one of the buildings.
Let's find them, Centurions, Nathan said, adjusting the plan.
He hadn't seen the outcome of the landing, but considering Caleb's unexpected situation, there was a good chance he was in trouble. The Centurions stayed with him as he angled to the southeast, following the marks of the two members of Delta Squad on his HUD. Caleb's status was still green, indicating he was okay. But Nathan had already seen Caleb suffer for reasons completely unrelated to anything physical.
Nathan.
The voice came from the alley to Nathan's left. Nathan turned toward it, squinting his eyes to get a better look at the figure standing in the shadows.
What are you doing here, Nathan?
James said, stepping out of the darkness. He was wearing powered armor similar to Nathan's own, though there were score marks and burns along the outside of the shell and the exact spots where Nathan had once created them.
James,
Nathan said, coming to a stop in the middle of the street.
General, Spot said. What's going on? Why did you stop?
You shouldn't be here, brother, James said. This is no place for you.
Nathan stared at his clone twin. In his logical mind, he knew James was dead and couldn't really be here. But his logical mind suddenly wasn't guiding him. Something else was.
General, Jesse said. This is a place for the dead, Nathan, James said. A place of death. I'm dead because of you.
I had to, Nathan said.
Sheriff Duke.
Sheriff Duke,
James hissed. Really? You picked some crazy earther over your own brother?
You were trying to bring the others to enslave us.
That would have been better than what you've got now, don't you think?
General, Jesse said, whatever you see, it isn't there.
Hallucinating, Spot said. But the axon isn't here yet. Unless there's another one nearby, Lucius said.
Yeah, but where?
Jesse said. Nathan didn't notice what they were doing, but he could hear their questioning voices behind him. He was hallucinating. Part of him knew that. But he couldn't help himself.
You can't be here, Nathan, James said. This is a place for the dead. Unless...
James trailed off, his eyes dropping suggestively to the magazine of grenades connected to Nathan's rifle.
No, Nathan said. You aren't real. I've dealt with this shit before. I'm not going for it.
He closed his eyes. This wasn't real. He could beat the weapon if he stayed focused. The hallucinations were powerful, but they weren't unbreakable. He could overcome them. He had to overcome them. He opened his eyes,
James was still there laughing at him.
Screw you, Nathan said.
No, Nathan, James replied. Screw you.
Reaper, Lucius shouted behind him. Nathan spun around, reacting to the call, except his HUD was clear. He faced Lucius, who had his rifle pointed at him. Reaper, he shouted again, finger moving on the trigger. Nathan took a subconscious step back as Lucius started shooting, his rounds hitting Nathan's armored shell, which flared with blue energy as the shields Max had given him activated, deflecting the bullets without letting them even scuff the alloy.
Reaper!
Spot shouted, adding to the chaos by jumping away from him as if a Reaper had suddenly appeared in their midst. She started shooting too, her bullet pounding the energy shield. Nathan lunged toward Lucius, reaching for the Centurion's rifle with his free hand. Lucius swung away, trying to retreat.
Reaper!
Spot cried out again. Only her aim had changed. Her bullets ripped past Lucius, a few of the rounds hitting his armor.
Damn it!
Nathan growled. He tackled Spot, dragging her to the ground.
Stop!
General, Jesse said softly.
Nathan looked up. Jesse wasn't facing him. She was looking at something else in the distance. Something that caused her to drop her rifle and reach for her helmet.
Jesse, it isn't real, Nathan said. Buckets on, Centurions.
She grabbed her helmet in one hand and dropped it to the ground. Her other hand was reaching for her sidearm. Spot writhed beneath Nathan, trying to pull herself out from under him. From under the Reaper, she believed she was. Lucius rose from cover, aiming at him. Jesse continued to raise her sidearm toward her head.
Help me,
she said softly. Nathan's heart pounded, his head throbbing. He could still see James near the alley.
You had your chance, Nathan, James said.
No,
Nathan replied. There was one way to stop the neural disruption. It was temporary, but maybe it would be enough. He activated his armor's external speakers, cranking them up and coughing. The sharp sound caused the speakers to squeal, and the sudden noise neutralized the neural disruptor, causing the hallucinations to fade. James disappeared, while Jesse lowered her hand, turning her head toward Nathan with a terrified expression on her face. She was right to be terrified, but for the wrong reasons. Nathan slowly pulled himself to his feet, looking around. His HUD was suddenly active. Very active. The hallucinations had been a distraction, a means to an end, not an end in itself. Nearly 2 dozen real flesh and blood Reapers surrounded them, ready to pounce.